This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Woodhaven Retirement Community. Patient first name is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, last name is Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 9/30/1924. Date of evaluation is 11/9/2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested from management of dementia, comma, increased anxiety, history of present illness. This is a 98 years old widowed female who was admitted here initially on 7/26/2022 and readmitted on 8/8/2022. Patient's chart indicates history of hypothyroidism, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, COPD, osteoarthritis, muscle weakness, history of displaced intertrochanteric fracture of left femur, history of malignant neoplasm of bronchus and lung, history of falls. Patient is a poor historian. She thought she came here a week or two ago. Yet she could not tell me the circumstances leading to her placement here, but I believe that her granddaughter brought her here because granddaughter quote did not want to come here by herself, unquote. Patient thought that she's going home today. Period. Nursing staff reports that the patient is often very anxious. I spoke to patient daughter Karen, C-A-R-Y-N, extensively, who also expressed concerns regarding mom's anxiety and preoccupation with going home. Daughter reports that patient was a little bit more agitated, angry, stamping her feet, and was told that she had UTI. During my evaluation, patient denies any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness. Here she denies paranoia, persecutory delusions. She stated, I'm grateful because, quote, I don't have to take care of my pets anymore, unquote. Patient reports that she has a daughter and her son is deceased. She reports that she had two brothers who are deceased, and she has been widowed for some time, but she thought it might have been 1 or 2 years, period. Patient is not on any psychotropic medications, period. She was evaluated by a psychologist from our service for adjustment issues. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol and substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, education, college, current occupation, retired nurse, current relationship, widow, number of children, two, but reports that her son is deceased. expert in medical record lab diagnostic test review collection form and chart nursing. Next paragraph under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family histories, non-reported, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, no psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, blood. Next paragraph, weight 124 pounds. Next paragraph, mental status examination. General appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative but anxious, motor movements. Weakness, gait, wheelchair, with assistance, speech clear, mood, anxious, thought processes, periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only. Patient did not know the date, but knew it's 2022. Attention, concentration, poor frontal knowledge, limited. She knew Joe Biden as a president, but did not know the governor of Michigan. Judgment and insight limited, sleep and appetite fair, under assessment and plan. Unspecified dementia, moderate with anxiety, F0.3.84. Plans, support provided, period. I discussed with patient's daughter regarding potential benefits of low dose of Buspar to alleviate patient's anxiety. Period, may consider Buspar 5 mg BID to start, and adjust the dose based on patient's response and tolerability. Period, risks and benefits discussed with the patient's daughter, Karen, C-A-R-Y-N, who consented to my recommendations. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, staff needs to encourage patient to participate in diversion activities and socialize with others to decrease isolation. Period, monitor any adverse effects of Buspar if initiated. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99326. End of dictation.